This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Barry Worsham is president and CEO of Cotton Incorporated.
We're continuing to do the marketing of cottonseed, which is, we know that's an important component of producer revenue. And we've had an all-time amount of money high in terms of devoted to marketing of cottonseed, and that's continuing. So, again, we're not doing it in the traditional ways all the time. You know, a lot of it is, like I said, social media today versus advertising of yesterday, and web podcasts versus conferences, but the activities are going on, and not only here in the U.S. but our offices around the world. So, we're still fighting the fight, and I think there's reason for hope. And one of those is the fact that, unlike past the last downturn, when it was specifically disproportionately a cotton issue. In other words, when prices spiked and all of a sudden the demand for cotton in terms of market share plummeted, this go around, our market shares actually held up pretty well despite the price difference with synthetics. So it's telling me with our things that we're doing in sustainability, with the issues in polyester in terms of plastic pollution, that things people concerned about the environment, that we think that there's an opportunity as the economies rebuild, that we will come back and regain some of those markets and hopefully end up stronger than we were before.
I'm Tony St. James.